And good morning. Welcome to County Edition here on 1590 KVGB, 95.5 FM, the talk of the town. Coming to you on a Wednesday here today. There's a little changed lineup, but that didn't keep Wendy Prosser, our county appraiser, from being able to adjust her schedule and come in today. So Wendy Prosser is in with us, and always great information. So listen closely, okay? It's always an educational time for everybody. So, a lot of topics here, Wendy.
A lot going on. So, and I have definitely been, unfortunately, the talk of the town, and we'll get into some more of that here in a little bit.
Well,
but
okay.
First thing that I want to want to touch on is our personal property.
Okay.
So, personal property declarations were due March 15th, and basically that's coming into our office and letting us know if you have any watercraft, ATVs, golf carts, trailers, campers without a bathroom in them, any heavy vehicles, airplanes has been a big one the last couple of years, trying to make sure that we've got those correctly listed and or if they apply for a tax exemption. So we mail out in January, we mail out a courtesy letter called a personal property worksheet just to show you what we currently do have on the tax rolls. Mm-hmm. And that way you can make corrections to it or just mark yes that you still have that. And those were due by March 15th. Now, if you have not turned yours in, we ask that you still go ahead and turn it in. There is a penalty that will be assessed on that. And unfortunately, our office can't remove those penalties. That you have to go through the state of Board of Tax Appeals to be able to do that, but there are ways to do it. So we just want to make sure that everybody is aware that, you know, hey, if you accidentally forgot, no big deal. Just get it into us. If you've misplaced the paper, you can just stop on in our office and we can reprint one out. That is no problem. So there are some different ways. Let's say you're new to Kansas, have watercraft, and all of a sudden you receive this. Well, how did we know that you had it? No, we don't drive around town and look for things. We don't have the staff or the time to be able to do that. I knew way back when in history, after reappraisals back in the 1990s, or at least they did try to do that. It was a mess. So no, we don't have time to drive around and see if there's a trailer sitting in your yard. But what we do, ways that we do discover that personal property, is we get quarterly reports from the Kansas Fish and Game. Okay. Whenever you get your KA numbers to be able to go out on the water. So we do get quarterly reports from them. One of the things is if you sell a watercraft, we ask that you bring us a bill of sale so that we know if it went in county, out of county. And you also have to notify Pratt Lyle Wife and Game, because if not, we get that report saying that you still own it. Causes a big mess.
So that's on water. So that's just on watercraft.
That's
though.
Just on watercraft.
What
yes.
about, say, campers and things like that?
So the treasurer's office is a really great team to work with. Whenever you go in and have to tag your campers, register them, we get copies of the registration report, basically. And it'll have, if there's a vehicle that's tagged heavier than just a 12M tag, so our 1620s, okay. heavy vehicles, semis, campers, trailers, we get a special report from them that we go on there. Now, campers, it goes by weight and if you have a bathroom in there or not. So it's taxed differently. So if you just have a pull behind the old-fashioned pop-up campers, those are actually assessed and appraised in my office compared to a motorhome or a big fifth wheel. It's very interesting.
That's on those, and you, like I said, there's like it's a vehicle or something like that, because you have the documentation. So what are the things that don't have documentation that people need to remember? I think you ran over some of them at the beginning, but
right. Golf carts. And we've got some legislation. We've been talking to our legislators about some different statutes on those. They are assessed at a 30%, and we're asking, our appraisers association has been asking maybe to look at that and reduce that assessment. The trailers, sometimes you don't have to tag your trailers. If they are going to be used over the road, you're supposed to turn like car trailers, enclosed trailers, those type of things in. ATVs, if they, we are actually supposed to bring ATVs, UTVs, like your Prowlers or what's the other different kind of brands? Anyway, the little two-seaters or four-seaters.
Okay.
And those we actually have to send out for exemption. So you can be exempt from taxation on those. We just have to apply for it with the board, and then they declare that it's exempt. And we have it listed, but we don't actually tax you for it. So we do have paperwork that we have to submit.
So I know that usually taxation, there's some record of it or things like that. So what if someone says, well, I'm not going to do that? And then you find out 5 years later that they've had it for 5 years. There's got to be something that, you know, that's
in the statutes. There is different rules that apply, and the county can go back the current year plus the two prior years.
Okay.
Typically, if it's an honest error that they didn't realize that it was something that was supposed to be turned in, we don't go back. We'll just go current forward. You know, if it was that they were truly trying to hide it and be sneaky or something, like I said, we can go back 2 years plus the current year and put it back on the tax rolls.
Is personal property the hardest thing you deal with?
It's one of them. The other thing that we deal with that's very hard for people to understand is our oil and gas, which is also personal property.
Okay.
That is a huge calculation formula that we process every year. And a lot of people that own royalties in the oil and gas, they get a tax bill every year. And it's not based on their income at all. We don't know if there was sales from that oil lease, if they got paid or not. What our office is actually taxing you for is the reserves that we believe are still in the ground based on how that well, along with other wells that are around it or in the same formation, what they've been able to produce in the past. And we know that as a life of the well, a lot of times that production will go down. And so that's really what we're looking for. The oil and gas operators every year have to turn in a document called an oil and gas rendition to actually show us what that well did each month, if there was workovers done to that, if they had to dump chemical down it, if it was down for unexpected maintenance, something broke and it was down. They also, you know, let us know if the production was up, if something was irregular on that well. And so we take that into account when we're trying to value that overall lease.
Wow. Do you have someone who just works on oil and gas?
I actually do.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm very lucky. Renee Castleman is my oil and gas appraiser. Okay. We have classes in the state of Kansas that you actually go that the property valuation division puts on to teach us how to use the formula and the worksheets. And there's people from both industry and the counties that attend these. So like for the companies that produce the oil, the actual operators, they'll send people. That way they know how to report it correctly and how it's being worked by the county. And Renee actually has a very extensive background in Barton County with oil and gas. She had worked in the industry prior doing different things. So it's very helpful for our office, as she knows the terminology and the knowledge and what the operators are talking about when they have an issue with the lease. So that's so helpful.
Well, yeah, especially you're working on that, and then you have something else. Personal property comes across, and you're dealing with something else.
Yep,
so that's a...
Yes, Mary Bitter is my personal property appraiser. So that's what she does full-time, because we are a big enough county that we do have individuals that it takes them all year to work on the oil and gas and the personal property. Now, the oil and gas is kind of a different beast. So by deadline, because of taxation, just like our April 15th to get our income taxes done, so the oil operators don't have to turn in their production to us until April 1st. But by statute, we have to basically work every single document and turn out a valuation back to the operators by May 1st. So it's such a short turnaround that I tell you, Renee, there's days when I just want to hire her a masseuse.
So, yeah, one more thing. No, I won't do that. Let's see. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back here on County Edition. Wendy Prosser with us, Barton County appraiser on the show. Welcome back, County Edition here. It's time to learn again. Wendy Prosser in with us. Okay, real estate hearings. Owners had 30 days to call, and you encouraged that.
Absolutely, I encouraged that.
And so how's that gone?
It's been very busy, which I am very thankful for. I don't look at hearings as a negative thing. I think it's a very positive thing. So we send out the real estate notices, and we have to send those out by statute by March 1st. And then you have 30 days if you have questions or concerns about that valuation. I encourage property owners that have never done that before to come in and talk to us. One, the very first thing that we do is go through the data. We don't get to go inside of the properties. We're looking at a mass, so an average, or what the typical property is like, and we do that based on the sales. But if your property is experiencing things that are different than what would be the norm, we don't necessarily know that. So it gives us a time to really discuss your property. Then the next thing we do after we go through the data and make sure that it's correct is we go through what we call our comparable or valuation sheet. And we teach you what the numbers are showing us, how we read that, and how we came up with that value. So that every year, if you have a question when you get your valuation notice, you can call us. We can email that valuation sheet right back out to you. Stop by our office, pick it up. That way you kind of know, are we using a cost method? Are we using the sales comparison approach? Did we use an index value? And we teach you what all of those are in that hearing and how to go about that. Looking for those and telling which way we valued the property. So there was individuals that were very upset after I had done a commission update and expressed that overall the valuations went up 2%. And I want to apologize to anybody that misunderstood what I was meaning. When I say overall valuation, that is all ag land, all commercial businesses, all vacant lots, all your residential properties. When I was talking about the overall valuation, it was actually the assessed valuation. So it doesn't include the exempt properties because they are not assessed. We appraise them, but they are not assessed. So I'm going to put a couple of figures out there. In 2023, at the same time when I certified to the clerk, my total assessed valuation was $250,258,142 in assessed value. At this time, my 2024 assessed valuation is $255,663,571. Again, that is for not-for-profits, our residential, our farm residences, the ag land, the commercial, vacant lots. And so that number overall is what increased by 2% because we did have some different classifications, that assessment class that did go down in value while others went up. So I apologize for that, and I'm glad to have this opportunity to maybe clear that up a little bit.
Well, that's a lot to cover, though, in when you just use one number. It is,
and that's the overall assessed valuation is what our commissioners are looking at and what really affects that budget-wise. Because, and I, sorry, not the budget-wise, the tax-wise.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-part. Figuring taxes is a two-part. It's not only based on the assessed values, but it's also based on what it takes to operate all of our different entities. And so unlike, you know, our households, we've seen an inflation in costs as well. You know, you can't go buy a carton of eggs what you could 2 years ago for milk. Well, same with office supplies or road materials, things that in the libraries, our police forces, our schools, you know, everything has increased in cost. So we cut our budgets different ways, trying to make up for knowing that these materials are costing more and trying to cut the budgets. Then those budgets are turned in to the county clerk's office, and they simply take the budgets divided by that overall assessed value to come up with your mill levy. So it's one of those that it is a big player in that. Basically, the assessed value, that total, when you get your appraised value, we're determining the proportion based on what you own, what your portion is. And that's more of what the whole appraisal is about.
Wow. Okay. We're going to take another break. We'll be back and wrap up today's show right after this. Okay, final segment of County Edition today. Wendy Prosser in with us on the show, Barton County Appraiser. So there's some things you want to get to. So
okay.
You're in control of the show here. Go.
Now I touched that word taxes. So I want to make an upside here. The counties and actually the individual cities have had a plan in place called the Neighborhood Revitalization program. Their individual plans for Ellenwood, Claflin, Hoisington, and Great Bend had expired. So we all worked together and made a countywide plan to be able to offer this to people out in the rural areas as well as in those towns. So now it's called the Barton County Neighborhood Revitalization Plan. What this plan is for anybody that's going to do any kind of major remodeling, adding structures, building new houses, commercial buildings, ag buildings. We're able to offer a program to where if you are putting in for residential properties, if you're doing a $10,000 investment and it ends up raising your assessed value by 5%, or on a commercial, you put in a $20,000 investment and it raises your assessed value by 10%, we can give you a tax rebate. So it is an incentive for you to not only revitalize maybe what you have and give you a tax rebate after the taxes are paid, but also a way to encourage maybe businesses to come in, knowing that they have the initial cost of building new, but then we are able to offer a rebate on their taxes for so many years. We have four different areas that we have considered target areas. The first area is all of our rural, along with the east side of Great Bend. And then our second area is west side of Great Bend. Our third area is all the city limits of Hoisington. And our fourth area is the city limits of Ellenwood. So how does the program work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say I decide my kitchen is very outdated and I want to replace it. I'm going to do a gut job. Well, the first thing I need to do is go, if I'm in the cities, I need to go to the city and take out the proper permitting for that. Then you bring that permit and come to the appraiser's office, and there is a simple application that can also be found online at bartoncounty.org. On the front page, it'll say Neighborhood Revitalization. You can click on that, either print it off, fill it off online. There is a $20 application fee, and you just bring that on to my office. We come out, ask for either pictures of the interior as it was before the remodel is done, before you start. And that's the big thing, is getting this application in before you start your project.
Okay.
Okay. Then once it's done, you bring us pictures, turn in a part two saying that the project is complete. And then when your valuation comes out the following year, whatever amount that remodel added to your valuation, once I certify values in June, I would send out a letter letting you know your project has or has not qualified. And if it has, I'll say it increased your property value by X amount. So your rebate is going to be based on that for X amount of years at these percentages. That way you kind of have an idea.
So that's going to, how's rebate work? Is that like a check issued back or just taken off?
It is a rebate. So it is after you pay for something. So you can pay your taxes either in full that December, and then you would receive a check in the distributions that are done into January, beginning of February.
Okay.
If you paid it in full. If you like to pay your taxes in half, you can pay the first half by December 20th and the second half by May 10th. And then the rebate would be issued in June when they do their distributions, when the treasurer's office does their distributions.
Okay.
So you still have that availability. There's only two things that can kick you out of the program once you're in the program. One is paying the taxes after that December 20th okay. or May 10th date. Or two, if you sell the property, it doesn't transfer, unfortunately, to new property owners.
Okay. All right. Very good. Summer inspections getting underway here.
We're getting ready to. We're gearing up for that. And I actually get to come back and talk in June. So I'll kind of tell you more areas okay. where we're going to do that. But we will be sending out letters to anybody that is in that reinspection that has a home to be able to ask about the interiors. The other thing that by statute we have to do every other year is we have to send out ag land questionnaires to property owners with ag land, basically to verify whether we're using it for pasture or dry land or if we've changed it over to an irrigated spot and how many acres, just to verify that we have the correct data. We're pretty close to the acreages correct. So,
okay, be looking for that. And then you mentioned the four areas that have been looked at for the expense or income and expense questionnaires or the right neighborhood revitalization. Talk about what
So those are actually two different things. Sorry about my notes here. Steve's unfortunately trying to read my notes I scratched out before coming. But
right. Forget about the income and expense questionnaires. The neighborhood revitalization, mentioned four areas. Why those four?
Those four, the Ellenwood and Hoisington one, we kept broke out because they have different percentages that they'd like to give back over different times. For instance, Hoisington is a 10-year plan, while Ellenwood is an 8-year plan, but their percentages that they give back on that are different. And then on Target Area 1 and 2, Great Bend, when they had their plan, had it in two different areas to encourage growth in our older part of town, which is on the eastern side of town. And so we give a 10-year rebate versus a 5-year on the western part of town.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's kind of why those are broke out the way they are.
Wow. So you're coming back here soon then, right?
I am. I'm going to see you again.
Wendy, thanks for coming in and explaining everything to us and very valuable information. And keep that smile on your face.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I'd got a lot going on down there. Wow. Wendy Prosser with us, Barton County Appraiser here on County Edition on KVGB.